This is Hot Talk, produced by Missy Bailey on Hot 105.
Now, here's Jill Tracy.
Thank you. And we are back on Hot Talk. Thank you so much for joining us. And those of you who got your tickets, courtesy of Councilwoman Lisa Davis, to go to the Miami Gardens Food and Wine Experience, I hope to see you there. All right. Oh, these are the people that won their tickets. Fantastic. All right. So speaking of tickets, I've been having a lot of conversations lately on the show 2 weeks ago. We talked about 10-10-15. Brother Albert so graciously called in and brought it up. And so we asked the question, you know, how many of you are preparing, thinking about planning, going to the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March? And we reached out to take calls, and there were very few of you. There was the level of energy that we are feeling in certain parts of the country towards celebrating and being a part of 10-10-15, hashtag justice or else, is disappointing to some in many corners. And so tonight, or this morning now, I have the pleasure of having Minister Brother Patrick Muhammad and many of the brothers from Fort Lauderdale and Dade County. Moose Sadiq returns. How are you?
I'm great.
Always a pleasure to have you in the building. To talk about it, to talk about where we are and where is this lack of empathy coming from in our community, considering the state of our community right now? Brother Patrick, you want to start with that?
Yes. Thank you.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having us. It's a pleasure and an honor to be
always
here. And, you know, my dear sister, dear Tracy, we are living in a very critical time. And a lot of times as well, we are misinformed, you know, and we're also waiting sometime on the media to tell us what is happening. You know, we are the kind of people today, as a student of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he teaches us that a lot of us as a people have become like dust, meaning that, you know, we live somewhere. If you look at dust, eventually someone comes and push the dust away. And then the dust goes from one part of a household to another part. Then we move it again and we move it again. And we have become a people today that have become like dust, and we keep being moved around until maybe all the dust will collect themselves, and eventually you can even have a dust storm. So I think that what it is at this point is that maybe we don't really realize the impact of what's going on with us. And unfortunately as well, we are a people that we only feel pain when it hits home. So maybe that's one of the reasons that we are disconnected. And then once it hits home, then we want to join. You know, I lost this or I lost that. Something happened to me. So right now we want to be, God is forcing us to be into the universal order of things. If you look at the sun has enough energy. You spoke about energy. The sun gives enough energy that it causes all the planet in its orbit system to rotate around it at the same speed, 1,037 one-third miles per hour. All of them submit. And the thing is that it feels the energy of the sun. So we have become like a people who are so disconnected at times that we don't feel the pain of someone else.
Yeah, tell it. Tell it. I think that, Moose Sadiq, you want to chime in on that? I just want to say amen.
No, I don't want to come behind that.
But I do. I think that you are spot on it. I tell a story. And I tell it so many times because it affected me so greatly. I was in the grocery store, and there was a brother. And I don't have vision on my left, right? And so stepped in front of him. And he came like in front of me and he was like, didn't you see me? With a level of anger I had never experienced coming from somebody who looked like me, ever. And it was so angry that everybody in the space kind of stopped. And I was like, wow, if I could just back out of here without this brother shooting me, I'm going to be good. And like, he felt it. And he was like, you know, but in this, now I'm just out of it. So, but I couldn't shake it. And to this day, I haven't been able to shake it. Because his words, didn't you see me, made me feel everything he was feeling. Because he is walking through life and nobody sees him. Mm. And I thought, if we could somehow make people understand what that is, what it's like to go through life and everything you see, hear, feel, and touch says that you are not worthy, valuable, or valid in this life, then maybe we, like you said, our brothers who are not in that experience, you know, can understand and connect and come back. Like this brother that was just on, that, you know, was looking for a place where he could start to help brothers who were not in the system. And it was to get their driver's license back. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, those kind of moments. And so I think that these kind of justice or else is that kind of movement. But for some reason, especially in the dire straits that we're in, brothers are just people. I don't want to just say brothers, but people are not connecting to that energy that I am not my brother's keeper. I am my brother. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, what do you have any thoughts on? What are we missing? What are we not doing as a collective spread that feeling?
I think that if you look at the movement around the nation, people are very enthused about hearing the minister speak. And believe it or not, they are up in arms. When you have things that happen in Baltimore and you see the reaction of the youth, that is because the young people are fearless and they are tired of being slaughtered in the street. You know, we came down, we brought the minister down here in July, and we had over like 3,000 people outside who wanted to hear this message.
Stood outside in the streets to listen.
In the streets. Yep. And believe it or not, 10-10-15 with the bus that we're moving, calling the South Florida Million Man March movement, people are registering every day.
Awesome.
So I think that there is a quiet storm building on 10-10-15.
And it could be that, you know, the truth really could be that there is such a lack of black-owned media to tell the story.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
You know, why we don't hear it the way that we should. I can't tell you how many times I stopped counting how many times I saw James Blake be thrashed to the ground yesterday in New York, the tennis player who was mistaken.
Yes.
Over and over and over and over. And, I just really feel like there's a level of, if desensitization that happens when you just keep showing us in that position. Because why else did I have to see that like 55, 60 times yesterday? You know, a lot of the energy that I have heard outside of us about the movement has been, well, justice or else. Why are they threatening us? Why is it a threat?
I'm gonna let Brother Patrick handle that right there.
Yeah,
and even within the black community, I mean, then there's a lot of discussion.
Fear,
right?
Fear. Let me say it again. Fear.
That's right. That's right. And even with that aspect of the fear, you know, from the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, under the leadership of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, they teach us that the greatest handicap to us today is fear.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fear of the enemy. You know, we've heard people say fear could be an acronym, false evidence, or being real. Well, I would like to present two more acronyms. Mm-hmm. Fear can be forget everything and run.
Hmm.
Or face right. everything and rise.
And rise. Right.
So when we look at it in the sense of the awareness, the information that is being put out right now.
Mm-hmm.
But see, social media, there's a revolution taking place
That's
in social
right.
media.
Yeah.
I mean, you go into different pages of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, Justice or else, and other people's, some pastors are coming along now. It's millions of hits.
Yeah.
But that's not on CNN.
And Will Smith,
$150,000.
That's
Absolutely.
Right. And that story you have to dig for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In order to find it, yeah. And I will offer you, too, that fear is Minister Michael Beckwith. Explained to me that fear is the expectation of what will go wrong.
Hmm.
Hmm.
And if you live with that, that's you're asking for it to be wrong. So if you walk without fear,
mm-hmm.
you walk without expecting things not to go the way that you expect.
It's been so critical now. You can't even feel no pain because they're killing us wholesale.
Yeah.
So how can you be fearful? So we should join on. Our unity is the greatest weapon
That's
today.
Right. Ever. That's right.
That Ever. Is our greatest weapon. No atomic bomb, no nothing. If our unity is there, if we get on this bus from South Florida can make a change. Georgia can make a change. South Carolina can make a change. And then it's step by step if we join on in righteousness.
That's right.
Dollar Bill on line one. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Gia, how you doing?
Good.
Man, I've been listening to this show a long time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And before I start off with what I want to say, let me just say this first of all. We as black people got to learn to do one thing.
Mm.
When people start saying things that you don't want to hear or giving you what they call constructive criticism, don't block it out. Listen to it because you just never know. It just might be what you need to hear. Just because it's something that you don't want to hear, that don't mean it's something you might not need to hear. You understand the difference between the two?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, now listen to this real closely.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna tell black people what their number one problem is. Okay. And I put the name Dollar Real out there because I'm a top flight hustler. A lot of people in Miami know me. Here's what black people's number one problem is: Farrakhan. People like Farrakhan. Okay. First of all, Farrakhan got no business on no podium speaking on behalf of black people, cause he's not a black man.
What?
See? What? Listen, just let me talk. See,
okay. Dollar Bill, I just said what? I mean, I just seen him in person. He looked black to me.
Just because people say something you don't want to hear, learn and listen to the whole thing.
I'm listening, Dollar Bill.
Okay. Now listen. This is what I want people all over the world to know.
Okay.
Babies are born through sexual intercourse. Everybody know that.
Okay.
See, black people have a problem connecting the dots. Ask Farrakhan why his hair naturally straight and why most black guys' hair are kinky. Ask him why is that. See, that's the problem. These people keep having babies with these white people and these Indian people trying to say that that's a baby with good hair.
Dollar Bill.
Okay.
Farrakhan wasn't born doing slavery. Obama wasn't born doing slavery.
Dollar Bill.
Those people are not black. They don't
Dollar Bill.
Black people problem.
Dollar Bill. Hey, Dollar Bill.
She hung up on him.
Oh.
But he's still listening. We're going to have to reply to that, though.
Go ahead, because he can call back if he wants to. But you can't really even reply to that because...
There is something because, you know, there is a book called that talks about the miseducation of the Negro.
Yes.
See, the information comes from where? You know, when someone says Farrakhan ain't black, define blackness.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm looking at you here, and you're looking at me. We're like
we're,
a lighter
right.
shade.
We're paper bag brown, as they would say.
What is black?
Right.
Defines black. Black is the essence of things. And I have to say this, because see, right now, I'm going to say this. In Miami, you're going to know my name as a defender
mm-hmm.
of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to defend into the states of things. See, now, not too long ago in North Miami, the police department grabbed mugshots
mm-hmm.
of black men practicing on how to kill us.
Right.
when you're looking at a systematic order of things of the system that is failing, a brother just informed me not too long ago that there is something called the HR 2232, Vaccinate All Your Children Act of 2015. Pass where Miami Gardens will be involved in it, killing our children. But Farrakhan stands and he speaks against the injustice, not just for black people, but for native and women and even poor whites. So when someone wants to say Farrakhan ain't black enough, well, I want to ask this question. Why is it that I don't see a lot of religious leaders and political leaders on television or elsewhere talking about the justice and the injustices happening in our community? Farrakhan is more black than what black you might know of.
Mm.
60 years of a record, he's been fighting for the justice of black people. 60 years, the United States government of America, the CIA, the FBI want to assassinate him. I beg your pardon, Dollar Bill.
All right, Dollar Bill.
I beg your pardon.
Thank you very much. Line 2, excuse May, me. Welcome to Hot Talk.
Yeah. Oh, it was a Million Man March.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of things that's going on in the color community that's affecting us all is that we've been infiltrated with the white man. And to me, as an observer and not a judge, I don't drive, but I see a lot of things going on in the street that involve young people getting snatched up off the street by pedophiles and predators, and these young toddlers' lives are in danger of these people, you know, and it gives me to my heart because I'm not a police officer, and when I try to call into them and tell them what I've seen, the make and the model of the car, they want to come look for me. I say, what you want me for? What you going to want to come to me for? I'm giving you the make and the model of the car. You're supposed to get on the road and look for that car because there are young toddlers and teens and adults that are around this cult out here that's infiltrating the color community and poisoning them and abusing these little tiny toddlers that don't even know what's going on.
Right.
With them. We'll be in touch with them. And this the Million Man March, and these people out here, and need to get a stronger force out here and make these people aware of what's going around you, around.
Well, I appreciate that, May. Thank you very much. I think her intent was to say that there's a lot of abuse going on among children, and mm-hmm. that is something that she mm-hmm. stands for, and she, you know, in reference, because she did say it in reference to the Million Man March, so that would be
her
point of entry,
yes.
To the Million Man March. So thank you, May, for that. And on line 3,
hello, this is Tawana.
Tawana, welcome to Hot Talk.
My name is Tawana Akins, and I'm an educator in Liberty City.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart is just broken. I keep losing my students and everything like that. And I was wondering, what can we do as a community to come together and do something to solve some of these ongoing crimes, something for prevention? That's my key. Mm. I'm meeting with a couple of people tomorrow so we could try to come up with a plan for prevention. I had something in mind, like 100 men to mentor boys,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to kick off like a luncheon. I have no money, you know, I'm a teacher. But I want to do something so I could do my part.
Mm. Mm. I thank you so much for that call, Tawanda. You know, I spoke at something recently, and there was a woman with the same sentiment, a mm-hmm, teacher, mm-hmm. educator in the community, volunteer. And as she spoke, she became, I don't want to say angry, but she started to cry, and she was just really frustrated mm-hmm. to the level of, you know, empathy, the same thing we're talking about. And how can she be involved? How can they be involved? Now, I do want to give you the information on For Justice or Else, the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. It is 10/10/15. There's a bus going that headliners are sponsoring all the
yes,
buses.
Yes.
Well, it's a coalition of people. Of course,
that's great.
We at Headliners set it up, but there's mm-hmm. a coalition of people like United Teachers of Dade. We have Larry Hanfield, and there's a few more other individuals and organizations that we are in conversation with who wants to sponsor. So this sister, with your 100 men, what mm-hmm. you should do is call 786-529-4586, and we will make something happen. Because that is the reason why we are sponsoring the bus, because a lot of times, a lot of our children don't know about the experience, what goes on outside of their community. So not only Justice or Else is a movement, but it's an opportunity for these young boys and girls to see a different part of life, to rally in righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? So this bus trip, it's a one-day trip. And if you bring your organization, make that phone call tomorrow, sister, we would definitely try to make it happen, because there is a lot of people in South Florida that understands what we're trying to do with this Get on the Bus.
I love it. JJ from Miami, line two. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on something I heard you say earlier on the show
mm-hmm.
about the lack of response. And I wanted to congratulate you and commend you on having the guys on the show, because Minister Farrakhan is touring right now promoting this,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to end his tour in Charleston, where some 8 or 9 of our family got, you know, cold gunned down,
mm-hmm.
and he was not able to end it there because out of fear, the various venues that were confirmed to host them one after the other started backing down. And just
That's
like
right.
we're seeing all the killing of our people in the street thanks to social media, I think on the social media wave, you're seeing an overwhelming amount of support from people in the mainstream world, like Will Smith and his wife. And you're seeing it from the young people. You're seeing it from the Christian community, with Minister Farrakhan being recently on one of the Christian networks.
Jamal Bryant.
And even here in Miami, mm-hmm. he's been on multiple Black on Paper, which tacks back onto what you were saying about us needing more Black media. So
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to voice and say that I think the support's been fair, if not great. And we need probably more people like you who are willing to have dialogue like this to give airtime to both sides, and not our people arguing and being scared, because we probably need somebody like Farrakhan, who's had a record like he's had and never been scared of the enemy that we all as Black people have today.
Thank you so much, JJ. Appreciate it.
You know, Sister Jeff,
Jill.
Jill.
That's okay.
To go back to what our sister was saying earlier about the school teacher, we also want to let you all know that we will be having a Justice or Else addressing in particular the issues of our communities. This will be a town hall meeting. God willing, we will have it on September the 29th. It is going to be at the African Heritage Cultural Center, which is located at 6161 Northwest 22nd Avenue in Miami, Florida. And it will be from 7 to 8:30. We welcome you to come as far as that's concerned. And I will say this lastly to our sister. As a school teacher, think over this. We are at a point now that we have to take our children out of the hands of our enemy. We must have our own. If Hitler was alive right now and he built institutions, do you think that the Jews would send their children to his school? No. If a man will not treat you right, how do you expect him to even teach you right?
And we'll be back on the other side. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live, always local. Produced by Missy Bailey.